Talk 580 WTCM. It is 9 minutes, rather, after 10 o'clock on this Wednesday, January the 11th. And folks, when it was snowing and then raining and then snowing and then raining and then it was icy, boy, I know quite a few of you, including myself, were going, all right, get me out of here. I need to have ASAP. Like yak tracks on my car just to drive.
Even then, can't even tell you.
The ice is amazing out there right now.
Yeah, and it's January 10th, and we have so much more winter to go.
We do have quite a bit of winter to go, which is why I think it's so appropriate that we've got a couple of guests in studio here for the Travel Authority Show. Well, of course, Bonnie Pintozzi is the esteemed hostess with the mostest of when it comes to travel. You get us out of here.
Always.
You just like, come on, get in my carry-on. You guys, let's go.
You know, speaking of carry-on, what trips do you have planned in your near future, Ms. Pintozzi?
Oh, yes. Ms. Pintozzi doesn't have a lot of them planned at this stage of the game because this is our busiest season.
Well, you can't leave now.
We can't leave. None of us can leave. We're here.
This is sad. You have to live vicariously through your clients.
We do, but that's the fun of it.
That is
when
fun.
When they walk in the door and you hear the excitement going back and forth and they're surprising their families with trips or their, you know, right before Christmas was the fun part because all the parents who were coming in and surprising their children with were going to Disney World.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. That has to be amazing.
But I will tell you that the other person that's sitting in the studio is our partner in crime, Ken McCline, who makes this all happen at the Cherry Capital Airport,
yes,
right?
Yes, Kevin, welcome.
Good morning.
So, Kevin, you do. You make it happen. You make you and Bonnie together. You put your rings together. You make dreams come true. You're like a couple of fairy godmother and fairy godfathers out there. Just, yes, I will organize your trip, and I will get you there. Right, Kevin?
Boy, remember that one.
Yeah, no kidding. That's a title I don't know if I can live up to. Wow.
Well, you've been busy.
Yes, you have.
Well, yes, we have. It's been great this week to announce Dallas-Fort Worth as our newest destination this summer, starting June 2nd. It's a summer seasonal destination. It will run daily service through August 21st. And it's such a great partnership with American Airlines that it's been a long time in coming. We've really been working hard with that.
So what goes into, I've always been really fascinated by this, because you think you have an airport and you just go, oh, hey, everybody come here, and then you can go wherever you want. And it doesn't work like that. There are very strategic, collaborative efforts involved, and it takes a lot to get another destination put on the books.
Absolutely. When we look to get another destination, we have to present a business case to the airline. We represent our knowledge about the other city. We have a lot of city of interest information that we share, and that's why our partners at the Traverse City Chamber, Traverse City Tourism, in this case the Gaylord Golf Mecca, was a major player in this event, Pure Michigan. And we all come together with that information. We go to the airline. We meet. We put on a performance, really, to demonstrate why we deserve that airplane than another community. Because in today's world, we're all fighting for the same number of airplanes. And
right.
So we want to demonstrate that they can make more money, more revenue in our market than they could in another market. And so we demonstrate that. We put that information together. And this time, though, what helped was we received a small community air service development grant from the United States Department of Transportation for $750,000 to guarantee that American Airlines will at least break even with the flight. And so that's why the risk level for American became, you know, very attractive to come to our market. And then what made it even more incentive was the local community between the airport, Traverse City Tourism, Traverse City Chamber, Gaylord Golf Mecca, brought forth another $300,000 to market the route, to reach out to not only the people here in northern Michigan, but also those in Dallas. So,
wow, that's, I mean, so I have to ask, you know, being that Dallas-Fort Worth now is going to be sort of, it's a hub for international travel, especially travel to South America, travel to, well, anywhere south. And do we have a lot of people leaving northern Michigan to go on these, you know, southern destinations? Or is it vice versa? Are there a lot of people who are coming in from Brazil, Argentina? Is that the case?
The easy answer is yes.
Right.
What I like to call Dallas is a port city. Think of it as a shipping port that we usually think of our East and West Coast. But Dallas is one of those port cities for passengers to take international flights all over the world. And, of course, because of its location, South America is very attractive. Brazil, Argentina. We see a lot of our the Great Lakes Equestrian Show is very attractive to that because a lot of the judges come from South America, are involved. And then we're also seeing a lot of our wineries. They have multiple growing seasons. We have our growing season, which, of course, is in the summer, and then the South American growing season. And we're seeing our wineries have those, too. So they are traveling back and forth during the summer and checking on their wineries down South America.
That makes such sense.
Oh, it does. And it gives our travelers here a path, an alternative path, too, because we get so busy in the summer season. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I know that Kevin's going to try to work his magic to have year-round service, mm-hmm. which would be wonderful to do. Tourism, travel, Kevin and I were talking about that before we came in the air, it is up. It is up. And, you know, we're pleading with airlines to add more seats, do more things in the area because people are traveling. And they're traveling domestically. They're traveling internationally. It's amazing. It started in the fourth quarter. Last year, we started to see this uptake that people, especially after the elections, people after the election said, okay, I'm going forward. I'm making my plans. I'm doing this. There was a lot more advanced planning into 2017. It's kind of fun watching the tour companies because they're trending. Everything that we're reading right now, they're trending high. They're really they're thanking the travelers and saying, okay, come on, we're going to give you some of those 2016 prices now. But they are trending very well. And so that's the economy. Travel, and Kevin will, I'm sure, agree with this. Travel is an amazing global impact on the economies of everyone.
Absolutely. You know, when we talk about impact, Cherry Capital Airport just alone is over, on an annual basis, impacts our community over $200 million a year. So it's an exciting, travel itself is just an amazing industry. It's you know, our GDP fluctuates when travel fluctuates.
It does. And I remember years ago, the conversation we had, and you kept telling me, when we become the destination inbound, everything changes, and
absolutely.
We have, and you know, and Pure Michigan. I just, you know, I love to talk about Pure Michigan because I get that all the time. I was just talking to two people that are colleagues of mine that are not in this area, but they see the ads, and they're going, "Oh, Traverse City, we're coming." There's been groups of us talking about coming out, and they go, "Do you know those people?" I said, "Yeah, kind of slightly."
Yeah, Pure Michigan has been a great asset for our area. I tease all the other airports. We're the Pure Michigan airport, but I'm just biased in that opinion. But you know, I think our message is getting out, and the airlines. Mm-hmm. You know, we see that with what American added, but American this summer is also for its Chicago service. We'll be seeing larger aircraft. Mm-hmm. We've talked with American, and we're seeing the CRJ-700, which is a 66-seat airplane that will be on a couple of flights from Chicago. So that'll add capacity in that regard. United Airlines is adding in a couple additional weeks to the Newark flight.
Okay.
So where that stopped mid-August last year, it's going to carry almost to the end of the Labor Day weekend. And so we have some expansion in the Newark daily service that we saw with United. So that's great. United's also added larger airplanes on their Chicago flights. Denver was a strong flight last summer. We look for it back this summer. And then when we talk with Delta, we're seeing the larger airplanes in the mainline airplane, not only in our summertime, but we've seen it just this winter. You know, the middle of last week when a lot of the students were coming back from Interlaken, we saw the larger Airbus 319, 320 come into the market to service those additional demand days. So we're seeing a lot of that happening. We're also getting a lot of interest from casino charters and doing casino charters. So a lot of these things are starting to come up in our area. That's just our awesome opportunities for our community.
So one of the questions I have, because obviously this is huge for so many reasons, another daily service in the summer months between the DFW and TVC, and as you pointed out before, we have the Chicago daily services in the summer times, you have the Newark services, but it was always, you could always get here. It was just going to take you another step or two to get here. What does that do to the mind of the traveler, Bonnie, when you go, This is a one flight. This is one stop. Versus, okay, you're going to go here, and then you're going to go here, and then you're going to go here. I mean,
oh, absolutely, and it impacts decisions. It really does. People would much rather fly nonstop. Mm-hmm. I mean, but that in the world of how our cities and how our hubs are made, that's not always a reality. But when you can have that service out of an airport like ours, you know, we have a state-of-the-art airport, and if we can have those nonstops, and if we can support them, it takes that community support to really get behind all these things too. And then it becomes more competitive with airfares. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. If there's a scarcity sitting out there, we don't have that many seats, well, think about what the airlines are capable of doing, and I'm just saying that's business.
Yeah, right.
But if you have more competition in the marketplace, it helps the travelers too. So this is a great bit of information. This is exciting times. And you're doing something else in 2017, aren't you, Kevin?
Yes, we are. We are looking to expand our main east-west runway, which is the longest runway at the airport.
Ooh.
Our goal, a lot of work needs to be done between now and September, and when we would like to do the construction, is to expand the runway another 115 feet. And That's a critical number to get us across 7,000 feet.
Wow.
And when we talk about that in terms of engineering performance for our aircraft, in our summertime, the heat of the day, when the aircraft operate, right now the airlines are taking penalties, weight penalties. And so usually that transfers to passenger and baggage being removed from the airplane so that it can operate on the runway. 7,000 feet is that magic number.
Wow.
And so we want to get across 7,000 feet. The good news is when we've done all these studies and worked with airlines, engineers, aircraft manufacturers, is that we determined we do not need to bend Garfield Road to achieve what we need to do. So we are going to build the runway to 7,015 feet and achieve what we need, but we do not need to bend Garfield Road. So that's the exciting news. When we looked at this project 4 or 5 years ago, definitely we're looking at the bend of Garfield Road. So this is a great, exciting
new things. That
would have been
very, well, you would have had a lot of people probably upset about
Well,
that.
It's
there
a five.
Were voices being heard.
Yeah, absolutely. But there was some traffic calming that was part of it that would have been great. But it was also another cost of about $5.5 million to $6 million to do that bend. And so it was really great to really work and find out exactly the needs and put that together, and hopefully what we'll see in the schedule of that project is toward the end of February, first part of March, we'll be doing public hearings on the environmental, so that will take place. And then once that is complete and that process complete, then we can proceed forward with design, acquisition of navigation easements, make sure all our obstructions are clear, trees, power poles, all that kind of stuff to make sure everything fits. And then we'll proceed with construction of the runway. Hopefully everything stays on schedule. It'll be September. There's a lot of work. I say there's a lot of work to be done between now and then. So if it does move, the schedule would move to spring of 18.
So after this is built, and, you know, this is not just a simple, hey, let's call up some, you know, asphalt people and extend the runway. There's obviously a lot of science and engineering and conversations going on there. What about the testing phases? What do you do after the runway is built? Do you have a specific class of airline that is going to be testing that out?
No, what will happen is actually all that knowledge is done ahead of time.
Okay.
So we know exactly what the performance is going to be. So what has been determined that for our current fleet, that's the magic number. We're not looking to add bigger airplanes than what our current fleet is operating. We want the current fleet to be able to maximize its revenue potential in our busiest months. And so that's what this is all about. It does provide some additional safety factors as you're hinting towards, but it really is about capacity. Mm-hmm. And so we want to be able to make sure that when we talk about new flights like Dallas and we talk about our summer months that are profitable, to be able to get them to go into our shoulder months and to go to year-round, these are the things or the tools that the airlines are looking for that we can make sure we're servicing. And so that's one of the main reasons we drive these projects.
And part of it, too, is you looked at this and you feel you wouldn't disrupt the current service, and which is great. As something is being constructed, the first question is, well, is that going to limit our current?
Right.
And you're you've done a lot of...
Yeah, we do a lot of phasing mm-hmm. with the construction. And so what we do is, we displace some of the thresholds so we can still operate on that runway while we can build. So we'll do some of that. But there will be some closure, but we have the north-south runway that will handle that capacity during that time. So, the whole runway itself is 24 years old. So we are going to replace the, mm-hmm. the top 2 inches of the asphalt at the same time as we do the runway extension. So all big projects. So once that's done, both runways will have been resurfaced in the last 2 years.
That's fantastic. I mean, I'm looking at you guys, and I know I keep referring to you as the people that make the dreams happen, but there have to be so many other people around the table, as you said. You know, mm-hmm. you're talking with, the Chamber, the Gaylord Golf Association, TC Tourism, so many people getting together to make sure not only we can get people here, but once they're here, we got to make sure that they have a good time and they want to come back.
Right, and that's the community we live in. We are a community that gets engaged. We are a community that supports what we're trying to do, no matter what we're doing. But the airport has always been, if you go back to the early days when we had the props, okay, in the old airport, and, just getting in some of the other airplanes, way back in the day, it took the community, it took all the involvement. But we've come such a long way that... You built an airport for growth.
Absolutely.
I mean, you really did. And to make this area so viable and then putting a marketing plan together, there's no doubt in my mind that the community, one, is excited if putting all this together, but two, it's going to support everything that's going on.
It's huge. It's great news. And it's super exciting to know that we can just bop, especially for the folks in Dallas, when their summers have to be just terrible, and they can come up here for a weekend or a week or whatever it is, and go get some relief in Traverse City. I love that.
The Texas markets have been really strong, and since 2011, we in the summertime specifically, we would see just about 40 people a day coming in. Wow. Today, overall, the work over the last few years. Marketing in Texas, that number's double. We see almost 80 to 90 people coming in. And so it's very exciting that we have that attraction. But it's for the golf. It's for the wineries. It's mm-hmm. for everything that we have to offer. But everything that you talk about, the Texas market, predates to the oil and gas industry out of northern Michigan, working with the oil and gas industry out of Texas. So that business tie has always been there.
Mm-hmm. It has always been there. And now there's at least from June 2nd until the end of summer, we do have that daily service. What does that do on your end, Bonnie Pintozzi? Because I know we talk about it like nobody wants to leave northern Michigan in the middle of summertime, but they do.
They do. They do. And the fact that we have an alternative, we have a nonstop, we have things going on, it puts them in a position to take that nonstop. As Kevin said, there's a lot of international markets. There's a lot of things. We have business. People still conduct business during the summer months mm-hmm. here. So our business travelers have those opportunities now, greater opportunities to get to where they need to. So it really is just a win-win situation when we expand the airlift out of here.
The reality is that so many people want to live in northern Michigan. They mm-hmm. want to. And they may even have permission from their employers
right.
who are on the East Coast and in the South and on the West Coast and whatever it might be. But if they don't have good air service and good travel service, that dream doesn't happen.
Absolutely.
It doesn't. And, they say we want to live in Michigan, but what about the snow? Well, I got to tell you, we take care of the snow. And
yeah.
I laugh when I see things in other communities that really don't get snow much. We are prepared for that. We don't stop.
No, that's true. That's true. It's interesting. Our road commission folks, it's almost as if this is like their own superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we're dreaming of the summer and the winter, they're dreaming of the winter and the summer. And they're
right.
just like, yes, I'm going to get that snow. It's going to be amazing.
Well, it's a great opportunity for everyone. And Kevin, I can't thank you enough. I know it takes a lot of people. But it also takes the driving force, and that's what you do. You have the vision, and you make sure that we just keep on going.
And, you know, I think an appropriate time to say that you can hang out with Kevin tonight at the TVC Airport, Cherry Capital Airport, tvcairport.com if you want more information. But you can hang out with him tonight for recess. That starts at, what, 5:30?
Yep, that's correct.
5:30.
And it's going to be a great event that we're working with Traverse City Business News and their team. And at tonight's event, our gift shop and cafe, Cherry Country Traditions, Ron and Cindy Limcool will be serving chili.
Yes.
So come have a warm cup of chili and just enjoy. We're also to incentivize everybody coming out, giving away a couple of travel vouchers that our partners helped us secure. And it's going to be a great event, so come on out and join us, and we'll have some fun. And all you do is park in our short-term parking lot or long-term parking lot, bring in your parking coupon. It'll be validated for the free parking.
Ooh.
And then come and join us. We're right there in the main hall, and share some good times.
Good times, and it's $10 for this. You can network, and you have a chance to win those travel vouchers, so then you can go, Bonnie, I won.
Right,
get me out of here.
Get me out of here is right.
All right, well, you two, it's been a fantastic half hour. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and telling us a little bit more about what's happening at TVC Airport, your Northern Michigan connection. Go to tvcairport.com, or as Colleen always says, that is one of the most handy apps ever.
Oh, it is. It's a great.
TVCairport.com, too. Yep. They're so, you guys are so on it. Mm-hmm. You're so accurate. It's almost
now
unbelievable.
Now, you do that, right, Kevin? I mean, you're just there. You were just doing that right now. Like, oh, I guess we got a cancellation.
Yeah,
whatever, right?
we have that information at our hand, and it's all being done by our websites, which is just, it's just outstanding. And
that
it's
is.
Great. And we have the new blog, so we got up-to-minute stories.
I love it. Well, thank you so much, both of you. We'll talk to you, Bonnie, next Wednesday. Enjoy
you
your week.
You too.
We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of the steel drum.